So it looks like I'll only be podcasting once a week because, once again, I have waited until middle of the week to do any kind of podcasting. And you know what? That's okay. I am recording this again on my iPhone because that seems to be the easiest way to do it. And so, yeah. So Mother's Day was on Sunday, and we took my mom out to lunch at Olive Garden. I know it's not the most expensive place or glamorous place or whatever, but that's where she wanted to go. So we took her. And she didn't want to go until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon because she didn't want to be around a bunch of crowds of people. But the place was still packed around 2 o'clock when we went. But we had a really nice time, enjoyed dinner. It was not very expensive, and everyone got what they wanted. So it was good. Mom's doing well. She had to get a handicap parking sticker for her car because she can't walk very far to get to wherever she's going. So the closer she can be to stores, wherever she's going, the better. So she now has a handicap parking thing hanging in her rearview mirror. And she also has to get a cane now. I mean, I think I said that before, the doctor told her she has to get a cane. But she hasn't gotten one. She hasn't found one that she likes. Either the color of the cane or the design on the cane or whatever. She just can't find one that she likes. So she's working on getting that. But she still moves around and goes places and does things. It's just, it just takes her a little longer to do those things. I think 2 or 3 times a week she goes to the senior center, and now she gets to park in the handicapped spots instead of having to park on the other side of the parking lot and then walk all the way to the building. So that's a good thing. So anyway, Mother's Day was good. We had a good time, and I think Mom enjoyed her lunch. So that was that. It was actually a pretty quiet weekend. We didn't do very much at all. We planted plants for the balcony and hung out and watched TV and didn't do a whole lot. And then, you know, went to lunch with Mom on Sunday. And that was pretty much it. Moving on to other things. So I'm sure you saw, well, maybe most of you did. I don't know. I don't know why I keep saying that. I'm sure you did, because that's as if everybody does the same things I do. President Obama was on The View yesterday, and he did an amazing job. Those ladies, you know, did a good job asking him some questions, and he spoke very eloquently and answered their questions, and definitely still my choice for president, of course, and I'm sure many others. I thought it was interesting how he had to correct Elizabeth Hasselbeck on one thing that she said. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he said something like, "Well, Elizabeth, actually," and it's like he had to correct her, because, you know, she's usually wrong about things. At least I think she is. Her opinions definitely are wrong. And that leads me to the next story, which is from Virginia. And you actually may not have heard this because it's a Virginia-only story. On Monday, I think it was, well, really early in the morning on Tuesday, Virginia's General Assembly, they were finishing up the budget issues and stuff that we were having, because we're having problems with the budget, and they're not problems, they're just problems of voting on it. Anyway, and in that process of finishing up all the budget stuff, they had to go through judicial recommendations, nominations, whatever they're called. And I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a helicopter going on outside my window. I'm sitting here. I don't know if it would picking that up or not. Anyway, I'm going to read this little bit of a story here because it just totally outrages me, and probably others too. But again, this is only a Virginia thing. It says, Virginia's General Assembly rejected a gay man for a Richmond judgeship early Tuesday after conservatives argued that his support for gay marriage and his challenge to the military's now defunct Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy made him unfit for the bench. The House of Delegates voted 33-31 with 10 abstentions to make Richmond prosecutor Tracy Thorne Begland, and Tracy's a man, a general district court judge in Richmond. He had needed 51 votes in the 100-member chamber to win appointment. He holds himself out as being married, says Delegate Robert G. Marshall, a Republican from Prince William County, who is running for U.S. State Senate, U.S. Senate. Noting that gay marriage is not legal in Virginia, he said that the Thorne Beglin's life is a contradiction to the requirement of submission to the Constitution. The Senate did not vote on the nomination itself, but Republicans killed it by passing it by for the day, the very last of this year's General Assembly session. The decision to pass it by cleared the evenly divided body 20-19 with one Democrat not voting. Shame on her. The debate in the House of Delegates was homophobic and embarrassing and showed a disrespect to a chief deputy Commonwealth attorney and decorated veteran who was honorably discharged, said Senator Adam Eben from Alexandria, Virginia's first openly gay state senator. It's offensive that the Senate wouldn't even grant Thorne Beglin the courtesy of a vote. Anyway, this goes on to explain it. But basically, this guy, the guy up for the judgeship, Tracy Thorne Beglin, 20 years ago, he was the guy on Nightline who came out as gay to challenge the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and he was honorably discharged from, from where was he discharged from? I don't even know what branch of the military he was in. Anyway, and this crazy-ass state senator, Robert Marshall, who always says these crazy things, says that this man is not fit to be a judge because he is gay and has a partner, and they're raising adopted twins in Richmond, Virginia, which is our capital, and he thinks that that's not right, that he should not be a judge because of that. Let's see. I'm going to go over this a little bit more. Marshall, the Family Foundation of Virginia, and others who raised concerns about Thorne Beglin's nomination said they did not object to him because he is gay, but because of his outspokenness on the subject of gay rights. I would guess, law of averages, we probably nominated people who have homosexual inclinations, Marshall said. He faulted Thorne Beglin for coming out as a gay naval officer on Nightline 2 decades ago to challenge the military's now repealed ban on gays serving openly in the military. He said that the action amounted not just to insubordination, but to a waste of taxpayer dollars since it resulted in his dismissal from the Navy. The Navy spent $1 million training him, Marshall said. That's cheating the country out of the investment in him. Yeah. It's an embarrassment to the state of Virginia for these Republicans, these crazy, wacky Republicans, to not even give the man a vote. He would have been a fine judge. And the thing is that the General District Court deals with things like renters who don't pay their rent to a landlord, misdemeanor crime things. I mean, it's a very low-level kind of judge thing, and he wouldn't be deciding anything having to do with gay issues, gay rights, etc. So once again, Virginia is very embarrassing, excuse me. I'm embarrassed to be a Virginian when I read crap like this because it's so sad that we still have people like this in our state. Yes, we do. It's very sad. Oh, here's another article right now on Post. I just went to the Washington Post main page, and it says, Virginia General Assembly rejects openly gay prosecutor of Richmond judgeship. Oh, there's like 400 comments already, too. So sad. Anyway, I'm embarrassed for the state of Virginia. Moving on to other things. Did you hear that George W. Bush endorsed Mitt Romney? Did anybody know that? It amazes me that these people who are now endorsing Mitt Romney, like Santorum, who did it in the middle of the night, Newt Gingrich, who did it late in the evening, too, I think, and George W., these aren't making big splashes on the news. And I know that they said, well, at least a little article that I read on the Post, said that George W. Bush is not going to get on the campaign trail for Mitt Romney, which is fine with me. okay, moving on to other things, because I'm going to wrap this up soon. But I wanted to say that I got a whole bunch of iTunes gift cards, and I have a whole bunch of money on my iTunes account now. And I'm wondering if there are any apps on the App Store that I should have. If you have a recommendation for an app that that you really like, leave a comment or, you know, call the comment line. Let me know, because I now have some money to burn on the App Store and I don't know what to buy. So I need some help. It could be games or productivity apps or whatever, because I'm just curious if there's something I should be using out there that I'm not using. So, okay, well, that's all I have for today. Until next time, which probably will be next week, that's all for now. So until next time, bye.